We are in the Parshias now, where we need to get acquainted with Yitzhak Avinu and try to understand some of the sugyas. The sugyas are not as blatant as they are by Avraham and Yaakov. It's easy to think about the Akedah, it's easy to think about Yaakov's milchama with the Malach. Stutzachop. By Yitzhak, we have to dig a little harder to try and get a musak, and befrat that there are sugyas relative to Yitzhak, which if we don't think very carefully, we are all going to make mistakes. For example, one of the words which occur very much when we're talking about Yitzhak is the Shoyrish Aleph Hei Veis Ahava. Ahava. It starts off at the end of Chai Esoro, that when finally Yitzhak marries Rivka, Vayevi'eho Yitzhak Ho'oyele Soro Imai, that he brought Rivka into the tent, which was the tent of his mother Soro, who had died. Vayikachas Rivka Vatihi Loi Leisha Vayeeho Veho. Vaynochem Yitzhak Acharei Imo. So he loved Rivka. Now what does that mean, he loved? And love is such a horrible word because it's got such crazy connotations here in this horrible English. But I don't know a better type, so let's stick with that. But the Ramban makes a big issue out of that. He says, for example, why is it so interesting to us that Yitzhak loved his wife? That's how it is. You marry a woman and there's a love between the husband and the wife. Let's read the Ramban. So Chosa and this Mahab, we don't have to go into that. V'tama kosov ki yisafer v'kovay chenoag Yitzhak be'imay. That this pasuk is telling us that Yitzhak had mishunet gekovad for his late mother, for Sarah. Ki me'es shemesa Sarah loy notu ohala. They didn't put the tent up after Sarah died. Ki omru loy sova isho acheres al oil hagaviro hanichbedes. But v'kasher ro Rivka heviro el ha'ohel ha'hu lichvodo v'shom lekocho v'zetam v'yeh hoveo v'yinochem.
He was suffering very much. He was very, very, very homesick, kaviyochel, for his mother.
He found comfort in his wife through the love that he felt for her. Why does the Torah have to tell us that? He married her, so probably he loved her. Teretz is for uncle's pirush by Yivieho Yitzhak Oil of Behinehi Soro Imma. When he brought her into the oil, he saw that this was Soro. It was Mamish Soro. Vilochain Hizkeho Avo, Kimipnezit Kosa Vekishon Maaseho Ohava. He loved her. Why? He loved her because she was such a tzadekas. Vnuchambo. And therefore he found comfort in her. Azedas. So, by the way, that's a neurotic chiddush. I mean, you know, Rashi brings the Chazal at the beginning of Toldos that Yitzhak was 40 years when he married Rivka, but Rivka was only 3 years. That's how Rashi works out the psukim. So he brings in this little girl into the oil of Soro. Yitzhak was born when Soro was 90 years old. So he knew Soro only as a mature, oisgearbeiter mensch who spent a lifetime living with Avraham. She must have been an Odom Godel Ma'od. And now he sees in this child the same tzitkas. It's almost like difficult to understand. But you see, what is Ma'ore Yitzhak's love? Yitzhak loves this little Rivka. She's only 3 years old. But he sees Soro in her. He brings Rivka into the oil. And Otto, does is Soro. That is Soro. He sees that that's Soro, so he has Nechama. So we get an enormous ha'arotza of Yitzchak's ability to love this 3-year-old child.
I mean, Ba'as children are cute and they're nice. Obviously, they matured earlier. She was with the water, with the camels. I mean, she acted like an older person of the self-conception. She was only 3 years old. So how much can a 40-year-old man love a 3-year-old girl? But the tell us is, that's what the Ramban says, he loved her because of her tzidkas. It's a very big compassion. So it's a terrific. So Yitzchak's love is a moira de gezeir. Okay. So we go to Toldos. Vayigdilu hanaovim. Vayhi esof ish vadeh atzayit ish sodeh. Vyakov ish tom yoshev oholim. Vayehav Yitzchak es esof. Kitzayit befiv. Vrivko oheves es Yaakov. Here's another ahava of Yitzchak. But this time it's not Rivka, this time it's Esav. And why does he love Esav? Ki tzayit befiv. Now what does that mean? So Rashi brings the Chazal that Yitzchak was tzayit befiv shel Esav, that the Esav trapped him, he told him lies and so on and so forth. Over the Ramban goes with a different mahalach. I mean, we've mentioned this Ramban before, it's such a strange, it sounds so strange. It says, Vayitochen lefagash vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, ki bavur ki befiv shel Yitzchak tzayit tomid. Yitzchak was obsessed, I mean, you can't even say such a word, but that's what the Ramban sounds like, with eating tzayit. Tomid! Kol hayoyim yis'ave lechol es tzayit. Like, the whole day, he was chewing a steak. He loved this tzayit. V'tomid hu befiv, lo yochal dover acher. And it's Esav who brings him the tzayit, so he loved Esav. I'm so dependent on tzayit, and you bring me the tzayit, so I love you. This is even less easy to understand. Esav was a stake in Yitzchak's mode of talking, because Loshna Kodesh, Yichane Ho'ish B'Maase Lita Dirusai. Because in Loshna Kodesh, there's this Hanhoga that you call a person by what he does. He was going to bring a moshul, which says, for example, like David HaMelech, Vani Sefilo. David wasn't a prayer, he was a person who prayed. But he prayed constantly, so he became known as Mr. Prayer. So just like David was known as Mr. Tfila, so Esav by Yitzchak was Mr. Tzayit. That's what he does all the time. And so when I see Esav, I see Tzayit coming. I mean, the Ramban seems to go out of his way to see this enormous need, kaviyachel, that Yitzchak seemed to have for this Tzayit. And that is what the Pasuk says, that is what made Esav, because Esav sonesi, the Ribbono Shel Olam hates Esav. The Ribbono Shel Olam hates Esav, and Yitzchak loves Esav. That's a very strange thing. Like, how does that work? I mean, the Ovis, they were dovak in the drochem of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahurachum, Mavatorachum, Mahuchan, and Mavator. And here the pshat is, it says in the Pasuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam hates Esav. And Yitzchak loved him because kitzayit befiv. And then it goes on later on in the parsha of the brochas. What's going on there? Vayiki zoken Yitzchak vatichenu einav megaos vayikros esav v'no hagoda vayom elo bni vayom elo v'neini vayom eneino zokanti lo yodati yamosi v'ato sono kelicho telicho v'kashkecho v'tzei hasodeh v'tzudo litzoyed nochamol litzayit v'asei li matamim ka'asher ohavti. Now he's not only loving Rivka, he's not only loving Esav, he's loving the steak which is prepared in a certain way. And Rivka knew that, because Rivka calls Yaakov and she says to him, So he's ohev. It's just so strange. It seems that Ava was a midah which was very, very, very present by Yitzchak Avinu, but in such a desperate kind of way. Rivka, Esav, Tzayit, and the way the Tzayit is cooked. When I was thinking about this, I'd seen the Chazon Ish recently. I think I've read this on some occasions in this shiurim. Maybe some of you remember it. In Simon Chof, in the Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish, he's writing to a Leven Yeshiva Echad, to a Ben Yeshiva. Apparently, the Ben Yeshiva asked him for hanhogos, that what kind of hanhogos should he have as a Ben Yeshiva in order to be the kind of Ben Yeshiva that he wanted to be. So what does the Chazon Ish write? For hanhogos. The second hanhoga is you should daven, that the Yetzora shouldn't conquer you. And Lizoy Ma'ot Shlal Ilvois Kesem, that's number 8. L'ayin b'masho, number 5. L'ayin b'masho, v'lishon me'achirim ba'anovo, v'loi b'geyez, that's number 6. But what's number 1? Lizoy Ma'ot Ma'ot me'achilas tanok. V'im b'tumas ha'guf, yesh rishon l'tumo, v'yesh ava tumo, v'yesh avi avois. B'tumas ha'nefesh, shel milui ha'tavo, v'achilas tanok. Misached horishon l'tumo, v'ava tumo, v'avi avois ha'tumo, it's all there. Dovo zemin hashufolim me'od, ma'akvim es ha'limud, ukud amu b'medrash. V'ruvu b'toises k'subes k'uft alad amad alef. At she'odam mispalel she'yichnesu divrei toiro l'soich gufay, yispalel she'lo yichnesu ma'adanim l'soich gufay. Run! If you see a meal and it's something which you like very much, run! Away! V'amu gitten, su'dosro sh'hano osro hemeno, m'shoich yodacho hemeno. Don't eat what you like. I guess it means eat what's healthy. But if there's a tiber there, you like this food, it's real good, and you well, we won't talk about the shmorgs by the chasnas, but the chasnish is saying something. So how does that shken with Yitzchak? That he loves Esav, he loves. Kitzayet b'fiv, not like Rashi, but Kitzayet b'fiv, because he liked Tzayet. How are we to understand this? I mean, so the MS is, I asked a silly question. I asked somebody, the question is, I don't mean the question seriously, but as a symbol of what I want to say, the question is a reasonable question. You have to understand the context in which I'm asking it. So I was wondering, I asked somebody, you know, one of the Rosh Yeshivas over here, Tzvi Einstetter, Mayudik Talmid Chacham, I asked him, did Yitzchak wear a yarmulke? So he looked at me like I was Meshuggah. Yeah, well, Yitzchak wore a yarmulke. Yeah, no, well, how should anybody know whether he wore a yarmulke? So, but I had a reason for asking that. And the reason why I'm asking that was augmented. You know, the din of the yarmulke that we're not supposed to go, Begili Rosh, is in Arachayim Simon Beis, the Sivvof. Let's see what it says. It says, Osa leilach b'koyma zekufa, v'lo yeilach dalet ames Begili Horosh, mipnei kvoit hashchina. Yeah, and there's the Gemara in Shabbos, that the mother always covered the child's head, so that here that's Gemara earlier also, but here you have in Kufn and Wolf on the base that Nachman by Yitzchak Nachman einmal the aim of the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amrilo Kaldoi Berich Ganvahav. The magicians told her that her son was going to be a ganav. So Loishav Kose Gilui Reisha. Always cover your head. You should have Yiras Shemayim. So you're supposed to, if you want to have Yiras Shemayim, you're supposed to cover your head. There's a Tanya, the Messiah. I don't know whether I thought of this before, but I think it's certainly worth talking about, because in Simon Tzadik in Ayur Chaim, you have lo yispalil b'mokam pogutz. You're not specific in tzaddik pogutz. If hey lo yispalil b'mokam pogutz k'moy b'sode if neshe k'shehu b'mokam tzniyos chole orav emas melech v'libay nishpa. So apparently psychologically it is like that. That I guess it is like that when you're out in the field in the open, you feel free. There's nothing stopping you. You can run. You can this. You can that. The fresh air. Ah, samachai. You feel free. Your lev is not nishba. You feel good. And that's not the frame of mind within which tefillah would ideally take place. Nu vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basode. I mean, it was Misakin Mincha, Lifnois Erev. So we have Mincha, and Mincha is the seal of, you know, the Yerotzons, which the Mr. Bu brings, which Chazal said that in the morning you should say that you thank the Rabbanim for the Zricha, and at night you say just like I saw the setting, and after in the afternoon it's going away. That's the time of Yerot. So Yitzchok was Misakin Mincha, and it's a time of Yiro. It's a time of Yiro. The sun is going away, the light is disappearing, and it's a matzav of Ernstkeit. And dafka there, Yitzchok goes to the Sode. So they bring in the main halacha that if you are in the Sode and you haven't got any other place else to be, so at least if there's a clump of trees over there, stand among the trees, it's better than being mamish in the open. So somebody said, told me, all right, maybe Yitzchok went among the trees. I don't believe any of that. I think that it says basode, and the Torah had a reason for telling us, Lasur. I mean, you see that Chazal make an issue out of it, that Yaakov, Moshe, that Avram Koroha, and Yaakov Korobayis, and Yitzchok Korosode, Sode. And in the Mechaber over here, in Simon Tzadik, it says, don't daven in a Sode. So you're not supposed to daven in a Sode because your lev is not nishbar and there's no kovod rosh. What's Yitzchok doing? So why is Yitzchok davening in the Sode? So the emes is that it seems to me, I don't know whether I'm right, I don't know the shoyrish hadvarim sufficiently well, but it sounds to me that this prohibition against davening in a Sode is really the same thing as davening begilui rosh. Like this mother of Nachum Vayitzchok, she understood that in order to have kovod rosh, you need to have a yarmulke, you need to have a hat, you need to be wearing something on your head. It can't be open. The freedom of a nun, the hatted going is pasachnish. The Mechaber brings it together. Don't go with the Koima Skufa. You don't go with the Koima Skufa because it makes you proud, it makes you a Balgaiva. That's not the way a Yid should be. A Yid should be constantly aware of his being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it sounds to me that the Hanhoga not to daven in a Sode and the Hanhoga to wear Yarmulke is the same. So therefore, but there it's on as I asked, if Yitzchok felt he was able to daven in a field and it didn't worry him, that is felt in Shibro in Halev. So maybe he also went without a yarmulke. And you want to know what the emes is? Whether he wore a yarmulke or whether he didn't wear a yarmulke, I don't know. But it's quite possible that he didn't, I think. For the same reason that he davened in the field. I don't think he went to a clump of trees. I think he davened in the field and in the open. And I think that the reason is, and that the explanation of all these strange things, that you have this Ahava as a theme that runs through the Yitzchok story from beginning to end. Right away when he finds his Zivuk, Vayehover, he loved the Ehrlichkeit, the Tzitkes. He saw in this little girl, he saw Sorrow. It's unbelievable. In a 3-year-old girl, he saw Sorrow. The 90-year-old woman, the 127-year-old woman when she died. So that was the time when Yitzchok knew her. And he saw her in this little girl. And so he was filled with love for this child. A mature love, evidently. And then the Torah, within 20 psukim, he loves Esav, and he loves steak, and he loves the steak cooked in a certain way. What's going on? I think that the answer to this is in that Gemara in Shabbos. Everybody knows the Gemara that Lo Osed Lova, the one Shem is going to come to Avraham Avinu and say, Avraham, Bonecha Chotu, and Avraham is going to say, okay, Chotu, Yimochu Al Kiddush Shemecha, so destroy them. So it was an experiment that failed. So, for fun, too bad, it's very sad, but what am I supposed to do about it? So, when Shem says, that's not what I wanted to hear, I go and ask Yaakov, because he had Tzagid Lbonim, he'll understand that that's no Eitzah for me. So he goes to Yaakov and he says, Vanecho Chato. Yaakov says, Nu, Yimochu Al Kiddush Shemecha. So, well, what should I do? So the Rebbeinu Shem says, the Skenim don't have Chachma, the Dadaka don't have Chachma, whatever that. There's a Maral about it, it talks about it in Perek Yud Gimel of Netzach. He comes to Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak say? What do you mean, Bonecha Chato? Bonai v'loi Bonecha? Didn't you say at Sinai, B'ni b'choyri Yisroel? What are you coming to me and saying, my children sin? They're your children. Are they my children and not your children? And then he has a ganze shtickel den teure with the Rebbeinu Shem. He says, no, and if they did sin, how much did they sin already? How much time is there during the day to sin? The davening time, the eating time, when they're brushing their teeth. So they're not singing. So how much time is there to sin? No, so these few averos, Rebbeinu Shem, you can carry them. You don't want to carry them, I'll carry them together with you. If you don't want to carry them together with me, I'll carry them on my own. Yitzchak losnesh. And the Maskon of the Gemara is, a Klal Yisrael turned to Yitzchak and said, Ki Ata Avinu, you are our true Av. You are our true Av. And that is Yitzchak. So it's Yitzchak who guarantees the Nitzrius of Klal Yisrael. It's Yitzchak who guarantees the Nitzrius of Klal Yisrael. That is what that Gemara says. And the Maral talks about that in many, many places. Now, I'm going to use a word from Kabbalah, which I don't know what it means, and I'm just quoting the Maral because he uses that in all those places. He says that the middah of Yitzchak was a middah of din. Now, I don't know what that means, and I don't think it's necessary that we should know what it means, but what the Maral says is that it lies in the nature of din, whatever it means in this context. It lies in the nature of din, that din is singular. There's only one. There's no room for any natiya in this way or in that way. One of the things that the Maral says is that's why we find Yitzchak built only one mizbeach, but Yaakov built two mizbechas. Because by Yitzchak there's only one emes. This is emes, this is the din, this is din, and there's nothing else. One mizbeach says it all. Yaakov was made up of two things, of din and of rachamim. Again, these are concepts which we don't know anything about. So Memele, he built two mizbechas. But the point is that and the Maral uses this on a number of occasions. Either not because I know so much Maral, but I looked at the Hartman, and he brings all the mekoros in the Be'agol. So by the side of Yitzchak is that he was the Oyla Tumima after the Akedah, but before that also that was who he was. The Dveikus of Yitzchak to the Rebbeinu Shlomo was absolute. In Yitzchak there was no place for any room for anything else than Dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Finished. There was nothing that fell outside the purview of his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, everything, every matzav, every place where he was, every situation in which he was, every relationship which he had, there were no dualities. There weren't bits and pieces, this from this influence and this from this influence and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That did not exist by Yitzchak. And that's why it's Yitzchak who guarantees the Nitzris of Klal Yisrael. No, it cannot be that Bonecho Chato. What did Avraham and Yaakov say? They were willing to contemplate the possibility that Oishyantav, it was an experiment that failed, so destroy Klal Yisrael. And Oishyantav finished. By Yitzchak, that's not Shayach. Because only by Avraham and Yaakov, whose middos were not that middle of din, and by whom there could be various cheshbonos playing a role in the decisions that they made, in the attitudes that they fostered, and so on and so forth. So by them, it was Yitzchak. No, as is Geitnish, Geitnish. Oh, but by Yitzchak, there is no period from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that means eternally. And if he is eternally dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the concept of there not being a geula is an impossible concept. Now look, I'm saying over what the Maharal says, or what I understood that the Maharal says, whether it's right or not, the way I'm saying it over, I can't guarantee, I don't know these things. But at least at a very superficial level, I think that here we have the answer to these questions which I was asking. By Yitzchak, there was no problem with loving steak. Of course he loved it. Not because he was a gourmet cyberite, if that's how you pronounce it. Yeah? It's because that's what he needed. And every part of when he ate was all about the Hashem. So why shouldn't he love it? And why shouldn't he love Esav? To the extent that Esav was Messiah him in all these things. In other words, when he says that he loved Esav, and we asked before that the Ribbono Shel Olam hated Esav, the pshat is, of course, it's in different areas. But that is the word. In other words, the way I posed the questions which were bothering me, that what we're dealing over here seems to be a bifurcation. Like, he loves this, he loves that. Like, what's love? How can you love Rivka for her tzitkas and love Esav and love steak and love meat and love the and ketchup? How can you love all these things? If love is meaningful, the Talmud is yes, you can, because the only reason why we have problems with that is because we are not the carriers of din. We have lots of different things that play havoc with our thinking, with our feelings, with our this, and everything that we do and everything that we are is made up of bits and pieces. There's no consistency. By Yitzchak there was absolute consistency. And Mimela, all these things were shayach. And that is, that's why Afroid Sober, that's what it says over there. That why does the Maharal, of course, brings that? Says Zachatias Brisi Yaakov, Avis Brisi Avraham, Avis Brisi Yitzchak, Avis Brisi Avraham Ezka. So it says Zachati by Yaakov and by Avraham. It doesn't say by Yitzchak. So it says why by Yitzchak doesn't it say Zachati? Because Zachati is only shayach when somebody's not in front of you, but Yitzchak is always in front of you because Afroid Sover. Doesn't mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a photo of the Akedah and you see a bunch of ashes. First of all, it wasn't the ashes of Yitzchak, it was the ashes of the Eid. But the word is, he was Moisa Nefesh himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave himself completely over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's no Pirut. So Mimel, there's no Sphira. If he's not there, he's also there. Because there is no such thing as not being there. So at whatever level we understand this, maybe this is something that we can approach the Parshias of Yitzchak with a little more understanding. If at some point I've touched on something which is at least close to the emes in understanding some of these potentially difficult sugyas.